Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 26th day of the month of Adar, and only 17 days left until Erev Pesach. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. As I shared yesterday, two quick notes. I will be out of the studio tomorrow, but my good friend and colleague, Rabbi Adir Posey, will be here. We have Rabbi Yaakov Rahimi on the program tomorrow. He has an incredible story about the power of Tehillim, so you certainly want to be here tomorrow to hear about that. And as I shared yesterday as well, this coming Monday, this is March 15th, will be the one-year anniversary of our first phone call when we began this journey. At that time, we had Rabbi Ari Leibowitz on, and he will be back as well with us this coming Monday. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Barry Gelman of the United Orthodox Synagogue in Houston, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Gelman slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, with their chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, although I gave you a little bit of a look into that already. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gelman.
Thank you, Naftali. And it's wonderful to be back on this Chizuk call. I hope everyone is well and healthy and safe. I want to talk to you today about a mitzvah related to Karban Pesach, a very, very strange mitzvah, which can be found in Perek Yud Bet in Sefer Shemot, the 12th chapter of the book of Shemot, the book of Exodus. And it is the prohibition of leaving over any part of the Karban Pesach overnight. The pasuk says, "Lo totiru mimenu ad boker, lanotar mimenu ad boker, ba'esh tisrofu." And you shall not let any of it remain until the morning, and that which does remain, you must burn with fire. The Ralbag, as well as others, point out that this is a unique mitzvah, a unique commandment. Let me share the Ralbag's words with you. He says that this is different than all of the other karbanot, than all of the other offerings and sacrifices. Kizman achilatam hakadshim hachamur mehem hu liyom echad vilelo. The minimal amount of time that we have to eat any of the different karbanot, there are different rules about how and when they must be eaten, but the strictest one is one day and the night. However, when it comes to this karban, says the Ralbag, "V'zman achilat ha-karban hazeh eino ki im laila achat." We just have one night to do this. And why is that? That's the question I want to spend a moment or two on with you today. Why is it that this Karban Pesach is the strictest in terms of our requirements to eat it just in one night? So I'll share two approaches with you. One from the Sefer HaChinuch, and one from Rav Samson Rafel Hirsch. The Sefer HaChinuch says as follows: Bishar Shei Mitzvah Zo Mashe Katu B'Shitato L'Zchor Nisei Mitzrayim, as the Sefer HaChinuch does with all of the mitzvot regarding the Paschal sacrifice, the Karban Pesach, they are all to remind us of the Exodus from Egypt. But then he adds something specific regarding this mitzvah. And now this mitzvah that we are commanded not to leave over, when it comes to royalty and princes, they don't have to leave over their food. They don't need to save the leftovers. They're not afraid where their next meal is going to come from. They have confidence. They're sure that everything is going to be Okay. And so says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's why we have this mitzvah, because not only did we leave Mitzrayim, but we left Mitzrayim like sarim and milachim, like princes and kings. We lean at the Seder when we eat the matzah and drink the wine as a way also of illustrating a sense of chirut, freedom, a sense of royalty. And so we are commanded to eat all of the food so we could understand that we maintain this specific position. I think this is a very, very, very moving and I think inspirational idea, in the sense that when our national project started, when we left Mitzrayim with a goal, with a point. God created a Mamlechet Kohanim, a nation of Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, and a holy nation. We have goals, we have aspirations, we have responsibilities to this world, and we have to remember that on the night when we celebrate our national freedom. We are encouraged to refocus on what our goals are and what our capabilities are as a Mamlechet Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh. It should inspire us to aspire to greatness. And then comes along with Samson Raphael Hirsch, and he notes something beautiful. He says as follows: we have already remarked that in the sphere of offerings, the day is reckoned from morning to morning. And he says that a shchita, an offering of the animal, without achila, without eating it, would represent destruction of life without regaining a higher level. But he also says, achila, eating, being separate from the moment of the sacrifice, would be independence gained, not on the basis of proceeding, giving oneself up to God. What our first is saying is that the sacrifice of the animal, which represents our commitment to God, and the eating of the animal, which represents our freedom, need to be in the same time zone. Because our freedom needs to be connected to our commitment to God. Our freedom needs to be informed by doing the Ratzon Hashem, by doing God's will, by serving Hashem. And so again, on the night when we celebrate our national freedom, we are reminded that our freedom is freedom to do great things, specifically in the realm of serving God. We do great things, and we recognize we have the opportunity to have a positive impact on our surroundings, a positive impact on our community through Torah and Avodah and Gmilut Chasadin, through the study of Torah and the observance of the mitzvot, through tefillah and through acts of kindness. We have to connect the shchita, which represents our commitment to God, with the achila, which represents our freedom, to show that those two go hand in hand and they are in the service of each other, so that we can use our capabilities and our capacities to make the world better and to have a positive impact on the world around us. And that's a little bit about why the Torah commands that no part of the Korban Pesach be left over past that one night. Now let's move on to the recitation of Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar. Binot desha yarbitzeni, almei menuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni b'magalei tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech b'geit salmavet lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorarai, Hishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya. Achtov Vachesed Yudifuni Kol Yemechayai Vishavti Bevet Adonai Leorech Yamin. And now to number 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalot Esa Einai Leharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvarecha Me'ata V'ad Olam. And now on to 130 Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalot Mimamakim Kiraticha Adonai. Adonai Koli Tihiena Aznecha Kashuvot V'kol Tachanunai. Im Avonot Tishmorya Adonai Miya Amod. Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivare. Kiviti Adonai Kifta Nafshi V'lidvaro Hochalti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim L'Boker, Shomrim L'Boker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed, V'Harbei Imo Fidut. V'Hu Yifteh Et Yisrael, Mikol Avonotav. Now I'm going to recite Imishaberach L'Cholim, a prayer for those who are ill. I will pause for about 20 seconds to give everyone the opportunity to insert the name or names of people you know who are ill. Mishaberach Abateinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, V'Imoteinu Sarah Rivka Rachel V'Leya, U'Yivarech V'Rapei Atacholim V'Atacholot. Ba'avur sha'anachnu mitpalim ba'avuram. Bishar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. La'achalimam ulrapotam ulachazikam ulachiyotam. Vishlach lahem mehira refuah shalimam min hashamayim l'chol evareihem. Ulechol gideihem b'toch shar cholei Yisrael. Refuat ha'nefesh, refuat ha'guf. Hashta ba'galav izman kariv v'nomar amein. And now Achenu. Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael. Anitunim Bitzara Uvishivya. Ha'omdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha. Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem V'yotzi Ein Mitzara Lirvacha. Umeafela Leora. Umishibud Legeula. Hashka Bagala Vizman Kariv. V'nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Gelman. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabbono Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yaakov Rahimi of Congregation Magen Abraham in Brooklyn, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.